WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new week here on the program, a short week on the program, because we are here with you through Wednesday, and then we'll be off Thursday and Friday. You'll have our holiday programming, which is, you know, syndication. You get some of those great national shows like Mike Gallagher, Hugh Hewitt, things along those lines. So we will be taking Thursday and Friday off, as I'm sure many of you are as well. I'm sure many of you say, I could use 2 days away from having to listen to Weisberg. So that'll be Thursday and Friday of this week. It is, of course, Thanksgiving week, so some of you might be getting ready to travel. Some of you might be getting ready to cook, have family over, have family staying with you. In that case, I wish you the best. My Thanksgiving is nice and easy. We all go to my sister's house and then go our separate ways after dinner and do our own thing. Usually I go to the movies, although this year it doesn't look like there's a whole bunch of stuff worth seeing. So I'll probably go home and watch Stranger Things since they're releasing the new episodes of that. Although I thought about doing a rewatch starting from the beginning. Since I'll have a few days off, I was like, maybe I can binge through, but we'll see. I have to catch up with the American Revolution as well. I've only watched the first episode so far. So I hope that you had a good weekend. Mine was pretty relaxed. Went over to Stevie's for a tasting they were doing on Saturday. Hung out with Stephanie while she was tasting the Plymouth Bay wines. And then we grabbed some dinner, and then I just chilled out Saturday night and Sunday. Except last night we had a couple of breaking news stories that I got up on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. If you've missed them, you can check them out. There was a fatal shooting in Fall River after a fight outside of a convenience store, and a package store. And then someone died following an argument at a rooming house in New Bedford. And while we don't have a lot of details on either case, what we do have is up for you at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And one of the issues with getting information late on a Sunday is you don't really get the chance to ask any follow-up questions. You can send them, but you know, you're probably not going to hear back until Monday morning, and as I found when I send questions to the DA's office, I don't get a response anyway. So what we have is what we have for now, but the suspect in what happened in New Bedford is due for arraignment today, so we may get some more information on that case. The person who was injured as a result of that argument died. But the suspect was only charged with assault. So it remains to be seen if those charges change. But again, what we know is up for you at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. A programming note for today. We will not be joined by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo. He has an appointment this morning, so he'll join us next week. He let me know yesterday that he had an appointment he couldn't get out of, so he'll join us next week. And we really only have a handful of appearances left with him as the council president. I mean, obviously, in the future, going forward, we can, you know, the door is open for him to be a guest on the show, especially since going on Chris McCarthy's show doesn't work with his work schedule. So if there's, you know, times that he needs to update us on anything, he's always welcome to come back on this program. Although it'll be easier for him then because he can do it on the phone instead of having to come in, because he does leave right from here to get to work. So I think he's actually a little bit late on Mondays because he comes in here first. But he will not be joining us today. That means it's just me and you at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. So I am going to throw out some questions over the course of this week. Things relating to Thanksgiving and also Black Friday. I was having this conversation with somebody the other day where, you know, the Black Friday sales, quote unquote, actually start now, like kind of at the beginning of the month, really. It's not just a matter of you've got to wait until the day after Thanksgiving anymore. In fact, I don't even know how many people go out and shop early on the day after Thanksgiving anyway. I've said for years, maybe I'll go out and do it this year because I don't have to work anymore. I used to always have to work the day after Thanksgiving. Now I don't have to. Maybe I'll get up early, go out shopping, go back home, go to bed. But I've never seen anything that made me want to get out there. I usually give gift cards for Christmas, so it's not like I've got to go out there and grab anything in particular. So if I was going out there, it'd probably be something I'd be grabbing for myself. And if it's for me, I don't see the point in going out there and fighting through the crowds when you can get most of it online a week or two in advance. And then I've seen, too, that I guess not all the stores open early anymore. Some have kind of gone back to just regular hours. You know, or like open at 7 a.m. instead of, you know, they might open normally at 10, but they open at 7 as opposed to, you know, opening up at 4, 5, 3, whatever times they were opening before. And I think, yeah, online has certainly changed the way that people shop, but I think having these early sales has also changed the way people shop, and they realize, like, there's no reason to go rush down there on a single day. And if there was some big deal that you wanted, it's probably gone already. Although I guess some stores hold some back for Black Friday. So will you be out there shopping on Friday? Will you be going out and taking advantage of whatever sales are going on? Or will you be like me, sleeping in, sleeping off that turkey dinner, and then having a lazy day? The other thing about this year's first of the holiday season with Thanksgiving is I was hearing a report coming in that it doesn't seem like they're too worried that holiday travel will be less this year. I mean, we got the situation figured out with the air traffic controllers, more or less. You know, some flights are still getting scaled back, but for the most part, they think everybody will be able to get to where they need to go on for Thanksgiving. Prices are stable. Gas is at a decent price. Nothing that would really be keeping people to say, yeah, I don't want to, I'm not going to travel this year. The weather, we're going to get some wet weather coming up, but nothing too bad. So if you are driving on Wednesday, You're going to just, you know, at least locally, you're going to be dealing with some rain, but at least warmer temperatures. It's going to be almost 60 on Wednesday. So I guess it's all in, you know, how you decide to utilize your time this weekend. Utilizing your time this week, I should say. Thanksgiving is going to be a nice day. 45 degrees by noontime. If you're going to head out to football games, it should be decent weather. If you are going to go out to breakfast, as some people do, should be a nice morning for you. Sunny and around 42, 43. And then if you are going to be out shopping on Friday, you'll have some good weather for that as well. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We do have a new contest up for you. We are giving away tickets this week to see Straight No Chaser, the a cappella group, with their holiday show coming to MGM Music Hall at Fenway on December 4th. And if you would like to go to that show, you can enter now at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app. There are still tickets available. There's a link in the story to just purchase them directly if you want to do that. But if you want to enter to win a pair, you can do that as well. And that is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. And just like last week, it's going to be another short week for the contest. We are going to be giving away those tickets by Wednesday. So you have until Wednesday at the end of the show to get your name in, because then we're going to pick our winners so that they have enough time to be notified before the show. Let's take a phone call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, I was wondering, did you hear they want to take the T's out of certain words?
Well, I heard that they were saying that the T's have become non-existent in certain words because of the way that people pronounce them, yeah.
But isn't that the stupidest, most ridiculous?
I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff with the English language that ticks me off. That's probably low on the list, but, I mean, some of the other things that go on just drive me up a wall. Like, how did the word conversate become a word? Like, no, you and I don't conversate, we converse.
You converse, yes.
But now conversate's apparently a word.
And they take everything out of the schools. They're teaching kids how to print, but how do you sign your name?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's been a little bit overblown because kids still do learn cursive. So I don't know. Yeah, I mean, my son did. So there's still kids that learn. Yeah. There's still ways that they learn. I just don't think it's part of the curriculum in the same way anymore.
Right. Yeah. Everything's changing. And I'm surprised they're not complaining about Black Friday.
And how so?
You know where I'm going with it. Because they're going to say it's racist.
Well, there was a movement a few years ago to stop calling it Black Friday anyway. But
Well,
because part of the problem is people didn't understand why it was called Black Friday to begin with. So that's part of the issue.
Why did they call it Black Friday?
Because it would be what puts the stores in the black for the year. So if they were having a year where they struggled, that would be the year that would get them over the hump. That would be the day that would get them over the hump.
Because I was just telling my boyfriend, I was saying, how come they advertise like a TV for sale, right? Like $300 off. They only go like 5 of them.
Right. It's just to get you to come into the store.
You have a good day.
You as well. Take care.
Thanks.
And that's I mean, that's kind of the gimmick of Black Friday, is they're trying to get you to come into the store to spend money. And so they have these deals. So you're lured in by this cheap TV. And then when you get there, the cheap TV is gone. I mean, they still, it's not like it's not real. They do have, they just have limited quantities. And it says it right in the ad, you know, limited quantities available. But a lot of the things that, you know, over, so my understanding is, and again, I'm not somebody that goes out for Black Friday, but my understanding is that over the years, that's become less and less of an issue. A, because they put these items on sale in advance of Friday. So people just show up on Friday expecting that they're already sold out. And then also they started stocking more of those. So, and like if you wanted to go buy a big screen, you know, 55-inch, 4K HD TV, smart TV, you can get those for around $300 now. I was actually looking at them the other day. And you can get those for around $300. Because now there's 75-inch TVs and 85-inch TVs that you can get for $400, $500, $600, $700. So people are going for the bigger televisions. And then if you want to spend $1,000, you can get an 8K TV. Which I don't know how much an 8K TV makes a difference when you don't have an 8K video player, you don't have an 8K cable connection. You know, is it that big of a difference, a big of a jump from 4K? I don't know. It's hard to tell because when you're in the store, they're running things that are made for, you know, showing off what that TV can do. But are people going to go run out to go get a $1,000 TV for a $700? I don't know. Unless you were already planning on buying one of those. I don't know. But I'll admit, I was thinking about upgrading my TV. My TV's on the older side. Probably had it for about 8 years now. And I figured, you know, now might be the time to get one when these sales are going on, instead of waiting for it to die and then I don't have the money to go out and get another one. But then I was like, well, if they're $300 now, they'll be $200 by the time I need one. So, you know, it's kind of a waiting game to see what happens. But, I mean, that's the thing. You know, back in the day, you bought a TV, you never replaced it. You had the TV repairman come and fix it. Nowadays, you just get another one. All right, I got to take a break here, and then we'll come back with the news. Then more with you. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
An Ohio police officer acquitted of murder. Traveling without a real ID may cost you extra. And a follow-up to the Mamdani Trump visit.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump is doubling down on his criticism of a few Democratic lawmakers for telling military members to ignore unlawful orders.
In a pair of posts on his social website Saturday, the president said those lawmakers should be in jail right now, calling their message to members of the U.S. military sedition at its highest level. Trump added that many legal scholars agree that, in his words, Democrat traitors told the military to disobey my orders. In their video, the group of Democratic lawmakers, several of which are military veterans, did not say what orders would be illegal, but noted soldiers are required to refuse them. I'm Scott Carr in Washington.
President Trump touting the meeting he had with New York Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani at the White House. It was all smiles as the two spoke to reporters from the Oval Office on Friday, with Trump saying he feels very confident that Mamdani will do an effective job. He added that the better Mamdani does, the happier he'll be because he loves New York. Both men brushed off questions about trading insults when Mamdani was running for office. Meanwhile, yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press, Mamdani said he still believes Trump is a fascist.
Everything that I've said in the past, I continue to believe. And that's the thing that I think is important in our politics, is that we don't shy away from from where we have disagreements, but we understand what it is that brings us to that table.
An Ohio police officer has been acquitted of murder in the 2023 shooting death of a pregnant black woman. Blendon Township police officer Connor Grubb had been charged with murder, involuntary manslaughter, and felonious assault after fatally shooting a 21-year-old Takiya Young. Body camera footage showed Grubb firing at her in the car as it rolled slowly towards the officer. She had allegedly stolen liquor from a grocery store. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says he's confident the U.S. won't enter a recession in 2026. Bessent made the reassurance during an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press.
I am very, very optimistic on 2026. We have set the table for a very strong non-inflationary growth economy.
He did, however, acknowledge that certain sectors, such as housing, have felt pressure. President Trump says Marjorie Taylor Greene's decision to leave Congress is, quote, great news for the country.
Speaking to reporters outside the White House, Trump softened his tone a bit on Saturday.
I just disagreed with her philosophy. She started backing perhaps the worst Republican congressman in our history.
The president said once he withdrew his support, she resigned because she would never have survived a primary. The Georgia Republican announced her decision to resign on January 5th in a video posted on social media. She noted her fallout with the president and told supporters she's always been committed to representing everyday Americans, but has recognized that nothing gets better for them no matter which way the political pendulum swings. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The granddaughter of former President John F. Kennedy revealed that she has less than a year to live following a cancer diagnosis. Tatiana Schlossberg shared the news in a personal essay published in The New Yorker on Saturday, writing she has acute myeloid leukemia with a rare mutation. The 35-year-old mother of two wrote in the essay, quote, maybe my brain is replaying my life now because I have a terminal diagnosis and all of these memories will be lost. Schlossberg said doctors found the cancer after she gave birth to her second child in May of 2024 and spent most of her time since then in treatment, receiving bone marrow transplants, chemotherapy, and blood transfusions. It could soon cost travelers without a real ID or passport $18 to go through airport security. The money would go towards the costs of an alternative identity verification program that uses biometric data to verify identity. A public notice about the proposal was published on Thursday by the TSA, but no start date has yet been given. Automatic refunds are going out to millions of Amazon Prime members. It's the result of the company's $2.5 billion settlement with the Federal Trade Commission. You should get an email from Amazon asking you to claim the money through PayPal or Venmo if you're entitled to the automatic refund, or you can choose to get a check in the mail.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
The Red Hot Patriots continue their win streak over the Bengals, 26-20 yesterday. Celtics over the Magic, 138-129. And the Bruins losing to the Sharks, 3-1. Bees back to work on Wednesday.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Mostly sunny today, dry and cool. High temperature this afternoon around 48. A clear start tonight, then turning partly cloudy overnight. Lows down to 35. Mostly cloudy Tuesday with rain arriving by late day and early evening. Highs in the mid-50s. Rain likely Tuesday night. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday. Showers in the morning. Drier by afternoon. High near 60. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. And again, you're going to have people coming over your house. There's going to be people maybe even staying at your house. It's going to put a lot of stress on your septic system, right? Well, for over 50 years, Bass Ready Rooter has been the trusted name in drain cleaning and septic maintenance across New Bedford, Fall River, and Dartmouth. From emergency clogs to hydro jetting and camera inspections, their expert team delivers solutions the right way with honesty and respect. That's why neighbors and plumbers alike recommend them with over 700 five-star Google reviews. So they always say, we may not be your first call, but we'll always be your last. But put their phone number down next to your phone at home. Or I guess, do you still have a phone on the wall? But put their number on the fridge anyway, because you may need them. 508-995-8012. That's 508-995-8012. Or, of course, you can always get them at bassready.com. B-A-S-S-R-E-W-Y. Bassready.com for Bass Ready Rooter. Same day service, helping people in stressful situations since 1974. Speaking of stressful stressful situations, it was kind of like that for some people walking down the street in Boston. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. But we had an incident where yesterday afternoon, a couple of bricks fell from the fourth floor of a building in the North End. They struck a car and a portion of the building's facade. But again, thankfully, nobody was walking under it. But you know people were nervous about walking near that building the rest of the day. 262 Hanover Street was the address. And the restaurant on the ground floor was temporarily closed while inspectors for the city's Inspectional Services Department conducted an assessment. So the building was deemed stabilized. This according to WCVB. And a report was requested to determine why the bricks fell as well as the safety of the structure. Let's take a phone call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning. Wow, that's crazy. I know that happens in New York with all these, older buildings that have the brick on the outside. Geez Louise.
It's happened a couple times in Boston lately. They had a window that fell out of a building. Yeah, there's been a couple of incidents of that.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, my sister-in-law, she works in Boston. I can't remember the bank she used to work for. She's retired now. But that bank, I'm trying to think. It was glass windows, and three of them all fell out at once. The wind was so bad and stuff like that. And I'm like thinking, that's just crazy. It's just crazy to think. But it happens, It just happens. And people die like that. That's the strangest way to go, isn't it?
I mean, when I was a kid, I thought if I went to a city, I'd have to be really, really concerned about pianos falling on me because I'd seen so many cartoons where that seemed to happen so often. But
yeah. Oh, that's funny. Oh, you're too funny. So I wanted to tell you a quick little story. You were talking about TVs and stuff. So I decided, I broke down and decided, I'm going to order cable just for the winter months. My lupus has kind of been kicking my butt for the last 2 months. And, I just have a feeling I'll be staying in a little lot more. So anyways, I'm on the phone, Tim. These are 2 hours I'm never going to get back in my life. For 45 minutes, I'm on the phone with this one young lady. I could barely understand what she was saying to me. And she would go back and forth with her supervisor. And then I'm like constantly on hold. And then she transferred me to a gentleman. And I don't know why I was being transferred. So then I'm on the phone with him, and that's like another 45, and I'm not exaggerating the time frame, another 45 minutes, Tim. And I'm just sitting here, and I'm so mad. And in the meantime, my girlfriend was telling me, she's, Skitty, I'm so proud of you. You're going to do something for yourself. You're finally going to get cable after all these years. And so basic cable, I couldn't believe it. They wanted $88. I said, no, never mind. So not paying that. And then, but there's this thing called Choice TV. It's only like 10 stations, Tim. So I could get that for $58 with tax, $58.10. And that's with tax and a senior citizen discount. So then he transfers me and my phone got disconnected after 2 hours. Oh, my stars. So needless to say, I didn't get any cable.
Well, Do you have over-the-air TV now? Like, do you watch things on an antenna?
No, and I have antennas. And I have, well, here's the thing. When you were talking about TV repairman, I've got an old TV. That TV, I know how to use an antenna in, on that and stuff like that. But the TV, it's like the test tubes are pretty much no good. So I don't know how to hook up the TV in the box because I still got boxes. I don't know how to hook it up on a flat screen TV. I don't know.
What I would do is you should just go to like Walmart, get an HD TV antenna. They're like 20, 30 bucks.
Like I said, I've got brand new ones, all kinds. My brother bought me a bunch of them.
And you just plug it into the HDMI outlet on the back.
Yeah, but there's an HDMI, but then I do the box. I don't know where the box goes.
You don't need a box if you're using the antenna.
Are you sure you don't need a box anymore?
Not if you're using the antenna. The antenna just puts the signal directly into your TV.
Maybe I'll have to try again.
Yeah, so you just put it in the HDMI 1.
I just got so frustrated. Maybe I'll do that. And then I was thinking, oh, you know what? I'll end up going down. Oh, I'm sorry. My nose is kind of stuffy today. I was going to go down to Comcast down here because it's just down the road from me and order it. But, yeah, I mean, if I could do that, I would do it because I got it brand new in the box. I got three sizes. And, yeah, I just want to be able to watch football and stuff like that. Even on Thanksgiving Day, it would be nice. And I have to tell you real quick.
So, I don't know. Some of those games might be streaming now. I don't know if they're all on network TV anymore.
Well, Thanksgiving Day, we're going to have football on regular TV.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, they can't do that. I can say they can't do that. Oh, I hope you're wrong.
I don't know. I would have to look it up, but I think some of them might be streaming.
Well, it'll be what it will be. And I just want to tell you real quick, thank you for giving me this time. I went to the butcher shop. Oh, my gosh. I got the greatest piece of meat, and I cooked that, and I was eating that all day yesterday and today. I went and got it on Saturday. He is so nice. Eric and his family, they're just really wonderful people.
They definitely are.
Yeah, and because I was using cash, he took $4 off the amount.
Oh, that was nice.
Yes, looking nice. And he's cooking me the half of, I don't want a whole turkey and I don't want the breast and all that. So he's going to cut the turkey to where I have the leg and thigh attached, both sides. And he's going to cook them. He's like, well, why don't I just cook them for you? I said, do you want them? He's like, yeah, why not? I'm cooking everybody else's turkeys. I said, oh, thank you so much. So he's going to do that for me. I think that's awesome. So anybody, if you want anything done, Eric will do it.
Oh, definitely. By the way, I just looked it up. So one game is on Fox, one game is on CBS, one game is on NBC. So they are going to be on broadcast networks.
Yeah, because generally every Thanksgiving, I always thought it was CBS, but yeah, that's good. That's good. They're going to be on. And the Patriots won. Oh, I'm so proud of them. They won again.
Yep, absolutely. All right, well, I got to hold you there because I got another call calling in.
Thank you, Tim.
You have a good day. All right, let's take this one. I believe it's a return call. Good morning. You're on WBSM. Your phone's cutting out. I can't hear you.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. That lady that I was just listening to, tell her to take a coaxial cable about 6 feet long, cut about 2 feet of the strands to make an antenna.
And just use the cable as an antenna?
Yeah, and what you do, they used to call them beer can antennas. You never did it?
No.
As a kid, you screw the coaxial cable on the back of your TV where your cable input goes.
Mm-hmm.
You shred about 2 feet, and you take all that, take the black casing off.
So just the wire? That in.
Yeah, just to have the wire poke through a little. And put all the other, like it's like an aluminum wire, very silky. Shove them in the can. I got one in my barn in the garage. I get over 20 channels.
Hmm.
The only channel I don't get is channel 12. I get 10, 6.
Wait, you won't be getting 6 for much longer.
I know. Well, Channel 12 does the same thing with Judge Judy. Like, they always want you to buy into this or that. But because cable is outrageous. My father has it. He's paying $100-something a month.
Yeah.
And what do you really get? Like, Netflix is okay, but it's all old news.
Yeah. I mean, I pay like $300 a month for cable.
Wow. Yeah, but you got internet, too.
I got internet. I've got every channel. It's way more than I need, but I'm too lazy to cut the cord, I guess.
Yeah.
Or in your case, literally cut the cord. you literally cut it. Turn it into an antenna.
Because I don't believe giving all Comcast all the money. And when you call them, it's like you're on their time. They don't care if you're out of internet or TV.
Oh, yeah. And then if you need them to come out, it's 3 or 4 day wait for somebody to come out, and they charge you.
And then they charge you. And it's because they give you equipment that's been remanufactured. You know, like, they gave my father a brand new box because they said the old box was no good. The guy hooked it up. He says, oh, it won't work. He ended up redoing the old box, and we got the old box. So he came for nothing, and my father had to pay.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. I got to hold you there. I got to get to a break. Thank you for the call.
Okay, happy Thanksgiving.
To you as well. All right, we got to get this break in here. We'll be back in a few moments, 508-996-0500.
Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
Welcome back in. Upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. And one of the other stories that I wanted to bring up this morning is in Newport, they had this situation where there were two students who were arrested and they're accused of assaulting another student that has special needs. And the first student was arrested on Friday. A 16-year-old boy taken into custody after multiple videos of the incident in the locker room circulated, prompting an investigation. And then on Saturday, another 16-year-old boy was arrested and faces an assault charge. And now town officials, the Newport School Committee, they're having a meeting to discuss this with the public and to kind of address, you know, the safety of students in school. And the school committee has hired an independent investigator to look deeper into this, in addition to the ongoing criminal investigation by the police department. So there's been a lot of incidents in Rhode Island schools recently of hazing incidents and issues with students assaulting other students. And I don't know what's going on there. 508-996-0500. Let me get my final break in for this hour. We'll be right back. And welcome back. And I never noticed until just playing them back to back how similar Hall & Oates Maneater and Stevie Wonder's Part-Time Lover are to each other. Surprised there wasn't any lawsuits regarding that. Like there was with Ghostbusters and I Want a New Drug. Anyway, We're going to be taking a break here for the news. We'll get the ABC news and then all of the local news with Mike Roberts on the other side of that. We can talk more. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. A reminder that New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo will not be joining us this morning. He has an appointment.